you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Let's continue with part two of the two-part series titled, Discipline for the Purpose of Godliness.
We're too immature to understand the goodness of God when He's asked us to do stuff. We tell you, trying to take my fun away. I don't want to be a Christian. It's no fun. No, this will give you fun and joy. That other thing you think is going to give you fun is going to cost you. Because it costs you when you got all these illegitimate kids and you got all this. It costs you. Children are blessing the Lord. Every child is born is blessed the Lord, but it does cost you something. It costs some young girls their teenage. It costs some young girls men because they don't want to marry somebody. You know, there's all kinds of things that happen. You complicate your life. Sin complicates things. Lack of discipline makes things harder. Discipline makes things easy. Realize this first. Nobody can control anybody else. Even in discipline, you can't control people because people always have a choice. Unless you can get in their brain and control their body, you cannot control them. But you can set up conditions that can coerce them to self-control. People go to college, know they should study. That's how they have a way to get in college. They at least know that much. But some people don't have the discipline to study because they've never developed the ability to control their flesh. They've never. And if you don't allow the word of God to discipline you, you never develop the ability to control your flesh so that when the devil comes, you will respond incorrectly. You won't respond properly because you're undisciplined. How many Christians, because lack of discipline, go home prematurely? Some of the people that were martyred that we call great heroes, not all of them had to go. Because, I mean, Jesus said, you go when it's your time. And there were times when Paul and Jesus was going someplace and folks said, come on over here and preach. Come on over and preach. No, I won't go there because they sought to kill me there. And they didn't go. You remember that? You think they went looking to die. Well, it doesn't matter if I'm anointed, wherever I go, nothing can happen to me. Everything I step on, I tread upon. You will never get above the will of God. If the will of God is for you not to go to Macedonia, if you get an invitation and a promise of $52 million to come preach, you better stay out of Macedonia. And Paul just said, I'm sorry, they sought to kill me over there. So they went over here. And the Bible says that Jesus would not go there, for they sought to kill him there. But he's Jesus. Yeah, but he also had good sense. He had some discipline. I'm sure he wanted to go over there and minister to the people, but it didn't matter. I'm sure there's things you want to do that the Spirit of the Word of God speaks to you and tells you something else to do. Now, what do you follow? Depends on your discipline, who you will follow. Because your flesh, if you're used to fulfilling the lust of the flesh, you'll follow it. You're undisciplined spiritually. But if you're disciplined spiritually, you just disregard what the flesh is saying. Whatever the flesh is saying, the end result is trouble. So I don't even want to do it. You know, somebody ticks you off and your flesh says, let's get it on. Let's get it going. What you going to listen to? Look, you look at people and say, look, I don't want to fight with you. I don't want to argue with you. You know, you believe what you believe. I believe what I believe. You know, and you go on about your way and you keep the peace. Or you can just say, look, I'm going to tell you something. It's the last time you get nothing, blah, 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 blah. Then you all stirred up emotionally and your flesh is all fed. Your flesh is having a ball. You're getting the adrenaline rest. The energy's going. People like that. Some people like that. They like the flesh to be gratified like that. And that's what it is when you get into all that anger and all that tension. It shoots adrenaline through the flesh and it feels powerful and mighty and all of it. That's not necessary. It's better just to listen to the Spirit and let the peaceable fruit of righteousness rule. Let's look down here, Hebrews 12:11. Let's start with 10. For they verily for a few days discipline us, your parents, after their own pleasure. They discipline you to do what they want you to do. But God will always discipline you to your profit. Anything that the Word of God tells you to do is for your profit. No matter how much you dislike it. Remember, He can see further than us in our immature state can see. My daughter may not know doing her homework on a regular basis is going to help her get a degree in college, going to help her get a good job and help her be prosperous in life. She doesn't know that. She's too young to know that. We're too young. That's why they keep saying as children, as sons. An indication usually is the children of God. We're almost in a perpetual state of being the children of God, but then you grow up to be sons. And the difference of growing up and not growing up is your level of discipline, because there are a lot of people who are old children. There are some 50 and 60 year old children, and there's probably some 20 year old sons, adults. And it's all a product of how much of the image of Christ you've allowed to be fashioned in you? How much are you formed to the image of Christ? How disciplined are you? How much of the devil's onslaught can you resist? And the only way you're going to resist it is to have been trained, to have been disciplined. You see, those are related. Discipline is a good word. It's not a bad word. No chastening, no discipline for the present seems to be joyous, but always grievous. God is telling you upright, I know it hurts. I know you don't want to do it. I know it's not fun. I know that. I'm not going to sit here and tell you all love discipline. Yeah, you should love it, but I'm not going to tell you to like it because of the way it makes you feel. You may miss out on something, but what you're gaining is far greater than what you're missing. Verse 11, no chastening for the present seems joyous. We know that, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterwards, it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness. That's the goal, the peaceable fruit. Don't you just want peace? I want to see my kids grow up, and if they're going to college, to go to college, to get a degree, to get a good job, to have the word of God in them, to choose the right man, to choose right women, to marry them, to go on and be, and just be happy all the time. That's why I want to see my kids. But I know the devil ain't going to let that happen unless I put something in them to help them resist him, unless I train and instruct them that when he comes, they'll make the right decision.
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyoffaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyoffaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
And the only way you're going to resist it is to have been trained, to have been disciplined. You see, those are related. Discipline is a good word. It's not a bad word. No chastening, no discipline for the present seems to be joyous, but always grievous. God is telling you upright, I know it hurts. I know you don't want to do it. I know it's not fun. I know that. I'm not going to sit here and tell you all love discipline. Yeah, you should love it, but I'm not going to tell you to like it because of the way it makes you feel. You may miss out on something. But what you're gaining is far greater than what you're missing. Verse 11, no chastening for the present seems joyous. We know that, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterwards, it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness. That's the goal, the peaceable fruit. Don't you just want peace? I want to see my kids grow up. And if they're going to college, to go to college, to get a degree, to get a good job, to have the word of God in them, to choose the right man, to choose right women, to marry them, to go on and be, and just be happy all the time. That's why I want to see my kids. But I know the devil ain't going to let that happen unless I put something in them to help them resist him, unless I train and instruct them that when he comes, they'll make the right decision. And God knows the same thing with us. That's why constantly he's trying to get the word to you. And some of you swallow some and some of you spit some out. I don't like the flavor of that. Do like little kids. Ooh, I like that sermon last week. This one, I don't like that one. Babies spit out sometimes what's best for them. I can't give you candy all the time. That's all right, isn't it? Well, let's look, let's go on. Matter of fact, you know, I know that it says that discipline doesn't seem joyous. Now, I realize that your body and your flesh do not want to be disciplined. They have an aversion to it. But what you need to realize is your spirit loves discipline. So you ignore the body, you ignore the flesh, and you learn to be led by what? You learn to be led by the Spirit. For as many are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. For you, there's therefore now no condemnation. Romans 8:1, there's therefore now no condemnation for them to walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. That's what we're looking for. And the only way you're going to walk after the Spirit is to discipline yourself, to make yourself do that Bible study, to make yourself come to church when yourself doesn't want to come. And I don't mean to be hard on people. I know some of you, things happen. If your heart doesn't condemn you, don't come because you have something else to do. But don't sit home when you should come. If you got a minor sickness, get up and come to church. If you got something major, stay there. And, you know, if the doctor tells you need to stay there, if you feel led to come, come. But don't just miss church because you're tired. Go to bed Saturday night. Don't think Sunday morning whether you're too tired to go to church or not. Think Saturday night, if I stay up, am I going to be too tired to go to church? Think about it when you have time to do something about it. And not because I just want to see you here because I'm preaching the same message whether you're here or not. But I do want to see you get it. Let's flip over to 1 Timothy 4. 1 Timothy 4. 1 Timothy 4, 7. Okay, we're going to read through verse 16, so listen carefully. But refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profiteth little. Bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is come. Do they have a Mr. Universe for the spiritual man? If bodily exercise profiteth little, shouldn't we have some kind of contest for the most spiritual? The person who's getting the most people born again, the person who's most obedient to the word of God, the person who's showing the most love, the person who's leading this meeting. Shouldn't we have something like that if that's more important? You'd think so, but they're talking about the mentality of the world. The world doesn't think so. The world thinks bodily exercise is more profitable. But God, again, says, my ways are higher than your ways. Let me tell you the truth. Bodily exercise profiteth little. Didn't say it does not profit. But it profiteth little. But godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is. Godliness, living godly, has a promise for the life that now is. In this life, godliness will bless you and bring blessings to you. And also promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach. We're laboring because we're working, we're being diligent, we're studying, we're doing things to achieve the discipline. And we suffer reproach because somebody might say, how come you can't, you seem like you studying all the time. How come you go to church on Sunday? Why can't you go boating with us? Well, I'm going to church. Yeah, but you know, I'm inviting you. Yeah, it ain't gonna kill you to miss a church service. It ain't gonna kill me to miss boating either. If that's your logic, it's true on both sides. But a lot of you don't think like that. You're like, well, y'all really, it ain't gonna kill me. Then you go boating on Sunday. Well, it ain't gonna kill you not to go boating. And definitely going boating ain't gonna give you anything. Going to church might give you something. You might get an answer from God. One word to change your life, you know. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach because we trust in the living God who is the savior of all men. Especially we trust in God that what he's saying is right. These things command and teach. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believer in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attendance. Give attendance to reading, to exhorting, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy with the laying on of hands. There's a gift of God in every believer that they're neglecting when they won't discipline themselves. Because God, each one of us has within us the ability to be a spiritual giant who devils run from. We have within us the ability, the Spirit of God, the power that's in the Spirit of God is so great that you can walk with perfect self-esteem. You can walk with perfect confidence. You can walk with no fear of sickness or anything else taking over you. If you feed that spirit man the right things to get him big enough and strong enough, you can have total faith to where you're not worried about nothing.
Today's message has been part two of the two-part series titled, Discipline for the Purpose of Godliness.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
Hello, this is David Wilbur, a professional insurance agent right here on the Treasure Coast for more than 30 years.